Thanks, everyone, for tuning in to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you. If you have items to be used on The Good Stuff, you'd like to send those to us, the easy way to do that is send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. We'll take a look at that, and we'll see if we can work it into The Good Stuff coming up.
Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read. Tri-State Livestock News. It's an ideal way for your business to connect with farmers and ranchers who make up your target audience. It's Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
Kim, we're past Mother's Day, but what do you have for us today?
Actually, I'm going to talk about some lobsters and clams.
Lobsters and clams. Okay, this
That's
should
right.
be interesting.
It's a story about Larry and Sam.
Oh, okay, let's do that.
All right, okay. I'm not sure who wrote this. I'm not sure where it came from. Larry Lobster and Sam Clam were best friends. They did everything together. The only difference between them is that Larry was the nicest lobster ever, and Sam, well, let's just say he was not so good. Larry and Sam did so much together that they even died together. But Larry went to heaven, and Sam didn't. Larry was doing well in heaven, and one day St. Peter came up to him and said, "Larry, you know, you are the nicest lobster we ever have had up here. Everyone likes you, but you seem to be a little bit depressed. Tell me what is bothering you. Maybe I can help." Larry said, "Well, don't get me wrong, Pete. I like it up here and everything, but I really miss my good friend, Sam Clam. We used to do everything together, and I really miss him a lot." St. Peter looked at Larry with pity and said to him, "I tell you what, I can arrange it so you can go down there tomorrow, visit Sam all day. How does that sound?" This made Larry very happy, and he got up bright and early the next morning and grabbed his wings, his harp, and his halo, and got in the elevator to head to hell. When the doors opened, he was met by Sam. They hugged each other, and they were off. You see, down there, Sam owned a disco. They spent the day there together and had a great time. At the end of the day, Larry and Sam went back to the elevator together, said their goodbyes, and Larry got back in the elevator and went back up to heaven. He stepped off the elevator and was greeted by St. Peter, who blocked the doorway to heaven. He looked at Larry and said, "Larry Lobster, didn't you forget something?" Larry looked around and said, "No, I don't think so. I have my halo and my wings." St. Peter looked at him and said, "Yes, but what about your harp?" Larry gasped and said, "I left my harp in Sam Clam's disco."
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah, I know, I know. Somebody had to do it, right?
All right, so we know about Larry and Sam. Do you know about Dave?
Nope, can't say I do.
Do you know Dave?
I'm not sure which Dave we're referring
to.
Well,
I don't have the author on this, but it was sent in to us. Morris walks out into the street and manages to get a taxi just as it comes driving by. He gets into the taxi, and the cabbie says, "Perfect timing. You're just like Dave." "Who?" "Dave Anderson. He's the guy who did everything right. Like my coming along when you needed a cab, it would have happened that way with Dave." "There are always a few clouds over everyone," said Morris. "Not Dave. He was a terrific athlete. He could have gone pro tour on tennis. He could golf with the pros. He sang like an opera baritone and danced like a Broadway star." "He was something, huh?" said Morris. "He had a memory like a trap. Could remember everybody's birthday. He knew all about wine, which fork to eat with. He could fix anything. Not like me. I change a fuse, I block out the whole neighborhood. No wonder you remember him. Well, I never really actually met Dave." "Then how do you know so much about him?" asked Morris. "Because I married his widow."
Oh, yes, indeed. That is cute. Hey, did you know, Mike, that the tooth is the only part of the human body that cannot heal itself?
Huh, no, I didn't.
Yeah, you'll want to share that at supper tonight. And in ancient Greece, tossing an apple to a girl was a traditional proposal of marriage.
Ooh.
Catching it meant she accepted.
Oh, really? So if she didn't catch it, then no good.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, thank you so much for joining us today. We've loved having you right here with us.
You know, Kim, before we wrap things up today, this is National Beef Month. We have a lot of ranchers out there and beef producers and consumers that listen to The Good Stuff. So I was going to give you a little information about beef. Did you know just 6 ounces of beef has all the protein that you need all day? How about that? And the word steak comes from a derivative of the word stick. It used to be called steak, which meant meat on a stick. Huh, How about that? Some more of those during National Beef Month. Thank you to all of our beef producers out there across the Good Stuff listening area. And again, thank you for listening to great radio stations like Lemon, South Dakota's KBJM 1400 AM. Stay tuned for more of the Good Stuff.